Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday.
It's time for the Ag Spotlight with
Danny Cooper. And it is time for the Ag Spotlight. And we're joined by a different correspondent today. Good morning, Fiona Lloyd.
Good morning, Terry, and Happy New Year.
Same to you. Now, everyone else is taking it pretty easy at the moment, but you guys keep pumping out those issues, don't you?
We do. It's a little bit quieter at the moment from a newspaper point of view, but yet there's still plenty of stories to tell, and we've got another edition out today.
Well, tell us all about it. What's on the front page?
We've been doing a little bit of a focus on how this region is diversifying in what it produces. Obviously, everybody knows about the dairy and fruit, which is all, you know, still really important. But Jeff's done a nice story on a small business in Tallygarutna that is supplying lettuce and basil and wombok and white asparagus. Regularly, so that's a really interesting story.
The makeup of what our land must look like from space, I suppose, is must be very different to what it looked like, say, a couple of decades ago.
Absolutely. The couple running this place, which is called Aussie Pride Produce, originally from the Netherlands, where glass houses are almost standard fare. So they've been producing great produce since 2013. And I don't know, I did spot this driving backwards and forwards along the Golden Valley Highway and you're way to Namurka. You see the big glass house on your right-hand side and I always just assumed it was tomatoes. But no, it's got lots of interesting things in there. So
I have a feeling I might know these people. What's the surname?
It's Ilsa and Lipstick and her partner Rob. I'm having a blank on his name.
I do know Ilsa. She's she's been a long-standing, very amazing community member. So they've obviously been in the region for some time. But I guess that's the value of diversity of people. They bring in new ideas of ways of doing things.
Absolutely. So interesting yarn, and it follows on from last week. We spoke to a guy who's originally from Benalla and is now more into sort of international marketing, and he's come up with a process to extend the life of raw milk so it can be exported to Asia, processed there to meet their particular market demand. So there's lots of really interesting things happening in the region, and we're doing quite a few stories on them at the moment, and it just points to the wide range of careers in agriculture too, which segues nicely into another story we've been doing. And I think Jeff Adams spoke to you about this last time he was on. He's doing a bit of a series of on agriculture in secondary schools.
Yes, trying to get those connections going between, what local employers want and, where our local, students are looking.
Yes, that's right. So this week he sort of focuses a bit more on the new Greater Shepparton Secondary College and just having a look at what courses they're offering. And obviously we're really pleased that they're looking at including compulsory units in agriculture in years 7, 8 and 9 and offering additional units in years 9 and 10 and also VCE agriculture. So
it makes so much sense. We're in an agricultural region. It's amazing that these sort of things aren't just, there in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely, pass of course. And Jeff's got some good stats in there about, despite the fact we all know that the health, manufacturing and retail sectors are strong in Shepparton, ag is still a really big employer in the region. It does make a lot of sense.
And the kinds of jobs you can get in agriculture these days, what does a farmer look like? Not as they used to.
There's actually another little story in this week with a young guy called Ben who attended Finley Ag School. I think he'll be going to Year 12 this year. And he's a young person with a wise head on his shoulders. And he just talks about he's on a farm, on a dairy farm. And he's going off to study ag, but as he says, that you know, it ranges from ag finance through to technology, agribusiness, all the options. So a great young spokesperson there.
Excellent. What else have you got in today's issue?
Well, we also a few people might have heard of this one. Andrew Twiggy Forrest has bought significant shares in Bega Cheese recently through his private investment group Tatarong AgriFood.
I'm very familiar with Tatarong. In fact, I actually work for them now. The fact
that
they have bought RM Williams as well.
So it's really interesting, this trend of WA mining magnates buying Tatarong.
He's got a finger in every pie, I think. They just really, I guess that's what you get, getting back to what you first opened with that diversification, that spreading of risk that is the sort of the profile of portfolios these days.
Yeah, so just before New Year's Eve, he bought 20 million shares over a month. And now has a 6.6% stake in the Bega Cheese brand, and I believe that makes him one of the biggest single shareholders, maybe fifth or sixth biggest shareholder.
So, is that primarily foreign owned Bega Cheese or not?
No, I believe predominantly Australian owned.
Okay.
So what that means for the business, I'm not sure, but it was interesting to see, as we were just discussing, different people obviously recognising the value of agriculture.
Absolutely. Local agriculture.
Yes. Yes. And we've also got a story on the process of the ag visas, which was something introduced back in October in an effort to increase the number of international workers coming into the country to give us a hand, not just in ag, but various other industries. It's had a few hiccups along the way, but Agriculture Minister David Littleproud believes that hopefully we'll see a few more countries signing up to it by January, which hopefully will be in time to get all our produce off the paddocks.
So has this got to do with COVID as well, or is this whole other thing? It's certainly COVID has added another layer of complexity, hasn't
it? Absolutely, especially at the moment. I mean, Mr. Littleproud also blames the unions for running a bit of a scare campaign, saying, you know, workers are being exploited, et cetera. But he does also point out that, you know, these countries have their right to make their own decisions at their own time about what they sign up to, which I think is probably just as valid.
And I mean, it's trying to, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, well, you know, it's all very political, but the fact is there is a labour shortage here for whatever reason. That's a complex problem, isn't it? If we want to get the, I don't know, the fruit picked and packed and all that kind of stuff, someone's got to do it.
Absolutely. And this visa too is aiming to sort of, we keep coming back to the same theme as, you know, some of those skilled roles in agriculture too. Apparently there's big gaps there. So it's not just picking and packing, but, you know, the technical side of things and agribusiness, et cetera.
So somebody else would like to come on the radio, Fiona.
Did you hear the cat? Oh, sorry.
It's all right. Who is it?
Oh, the cat's name's Ralph.
Oh, hi, Ralph. How you going, mate?
I'll just see if I can keep him quiet. Sorry, I didn't realise he was so late.
That's all right, bringing a bit of authenticity to our radio this morning. Yeah. That's probably sums it all up for us anyway. So Country News is out today in Shepparton News and various other papers throughout the course of the week. Do you want to remind us of some of the other papers that people can get Country News in?
Yep. Namurka. Well, it really depends this week on which ones are publishing, but I know this week we've definitely got the Riv Herald, Cobram, Seymour, Kyabram, Benalla.
All around the place.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, well, thank you so much for giving us a bit of an ag update today, Fiona. Always appreciate the input of the country news and look forward to receiving it in my letterbox later today. And we'll catch up with you later in the month.
Okay, thanks, Terry.
Shepparton Mowers and Leisure is now Power and Play. Drop into the new showroom and check out the wide range of Husqvarna ride-ons, zero turns and power equipment. Power and Play is also now the local Yamaha dealer for all your motorcycles, golf carts, ROVs and much more. A fully serviced workshop is ready to service everything they sell and for all your mower and motorcycle repairs too. It's time to work smart and play hard. Power and Play Shepparton, opposite IGA on New Merca Road. LMCT 12197.
1FM sponsor.
Ellis Yarns and More is the Goulburn Valley's home of all things knitting, crochet and more. We have the area's largest range of yarn and anything else you might require to finish that special project. We can give you free advice and help with patterns, and we will not be beaten on price. Come in and see us at Unit 1069 McLennan Street, Maroopna, opposite the Water Tower. Visit our website, ellisyarnsandmore.com. Give us a call on 0491 011 105 or find us on Facebook at Ellis Yarns and More.
Station sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1800 599 699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
This is John Painter
and Trevor Franklin
from Sport and Road.
Central Tyre Service are your local Goodyear tyre and automotive specialists.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front end and brake repairs,
and a full range of Exide batteries,
there's not a lot the friendly staff at Central Tyre Service can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley region since 1952,
Central Tyre Service can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 5821 9555.
Proud sponsors of 1FM.
7 out of 10 cars stolen today will be stolen using their own keys. Make sure you leave your keys out of sight behind a locked door and visit www.howsafeismyplace.com.au to find out more simple things you can do to protect your home and family. It's a free service from Neighbourhood Watch in partnership with RACV. HowSafeIsMyPlace.com.au.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.